My name is Grace Selecti. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2017. I'm speaking with Jackie Zeroni, who is one of my family friends. We are recording in Studio City, California. So where were you born and raised?
I was born in England, in Gloucestershire, and I lived there till I was 4, and then we moved to the Bahamas, where I lived till I was 11, and then we moved back to England, and then when I was 13, we moved to Africa, to Zambia.
Wow. So what was it like growing up in all those different places?
I loved it. It was, especially the Bahamas, as a child, you were in the ocean all the time. We would swim and go on boats and fish and have huge barbecues on the beach. And it was a wonderful childhood. And then when I moved to Africa, I went to boarding school, and I didn't like that as much.
What were you like as a child?
I was a little bit awkward. I had glasses. I was a bit chubby. I was just a little bit awkward.
Did growing up in all those different places affect you as a child?
Possibly. I don't think when I was in elementary school, but when I got older, I moved several schools when I was a teenager, and I think that was hard for me.
Mm-hmm. So, in boarding school in England, going back and forth between those places, England and Africa, what was that like?
It was fun. The flights were always just full of kids, because it was all kids returning home from boarding school, and we wouldn't sleep. They were always, night flights. We wouldn't sleep. We'd throw food around. I mean, it was just general mayhem. I feel really sorry for the air hostesses, or stewards, as they were, they're called now, because they had a really rough time, and there were always a few adults, and I'm sure they hated those flights. Did I say they were called the lollipop flights?
No, but that's cool that they were called. So, did you like going to school, in boarding school?
No, I had good times, don't get me wrong. It was fun, and I have lots of fond memories of boarding school, but it was never something that I was never really happy there. I always wanted to really be at home.
So, going to school in a different country, did that affect your relationship with your parents?
No, but it made it very difficult to have friends in Zambia, because I would only see them in the holidays. So I always, as I said, I was slightly awkward. So it was always quite hard for me. I was very shy to hang out with these people. Yeah. And it was always right at the end of the holiday when I got to know them again. And then I'd feel like, oh no, I have to go back to school. So yeah, I found the back and forth quite hard.
Yeah. What was your most fond memory of going to boarding school?
I made really good friends, and you became a family, because you were with them more than you were with your own family. And just midnight swimming, fun things like that, sneaking out, which we weren't supposed to do, obviously.
Yeah.
Just having a group of friends around you that were very supportive and fun, and just, it was good.
So, out of all the three places you lived in, what was your favorite?
I can't pick, because they were for different reasons. Africa was, we'd go on safari, and I saw every kind of animal, and we'd always be in the bush, and where we lived, there were monkeys, and it was an amazing, amazing place to live. In the Bahamas, I grew up in the ocean, so I had the other side.
Yeah.
I had, fish and all the undersea creatures. So it's very hard to pick one above the other. I think England would be probably my least favorite, because, it was cold and wet.
Yeah. When you were young, did you expect your life to turn out the way it has today?
I knew that I would probably never live in England. Like, it wouldn't be my home forever. I mean, I lived there for a long time, but I always knew that I'd end up settling in a different country, and here I am in America. So,
yeah. Okay, well, thank you for joining me here today.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you.